What is the highest form of love? Love itself can have various forms. And depending on time, place, circumstance, one form may be higher, another may be higher at another time. By form, you basically mean expression of love. Yeah. So, there is no one form which can be called as the highest expression of love or the highest form of love. Love is a feeling in the heart which is expressed through actions. I'll give different examples to illustrate this. What I mean, that in any relationship, love can be expressed in different ways at different times. And it needs to be expressed in different ways. So, which particular form is highest? There is no, see, life is not mathematical. You know, if you want to ask how much do you love me, there's no Richter scale to say how much you love. Mm-hmm. This life, so we cannot really classify things like that. In fact, what to speak of love, even our emotions itself, they can't be mathematically quantified in a very tangible or expressive sense. There is, however, not just if we use the word form, not just in terms of actions, but in terms of channelization of love. So, the Gita explains that love for God, love for Krishna, he's referred to as Krishna in the Bhakti tradition, that is the highest expression of love. Because in that, in loving Krishna, we love the supreme object of love. And therein we find the highest fulfillment. But this God is not just some conception somewhere up there. The Bhagavad Gita reveals a conception of God who is inclusive. Like sometimes some people ask that if God created everyone, who created God? This question comes from misunderstanding of God, the conception of God itself. Now, if we think of God as just another being, okay, this is a chair, this is a table, this is a room. So like that, this is God. You know, God is not just another thing in a causal chain. God is outside the causal chain. So, for example, if a child reads a novel for the first time, and okay, this is the hero, this is the heroine, this is the villain, these are the assistant characters, and then the child comes to know, oh, there is an author. And the child tries to find out, oh, where is the author in the book? Read the full book, you can't find the author there. So the author has created the timeline, the storyline, but the author exists beyond it. The author underlies everything. So like that, God, just as the author exists outside the book, God exists outside everything. And God doesn't just exist, the author doesn't just exist outside everything. The author is the underlying person because of whom everything is happening in the story. So like that, when we learn to love God, that is not a love which cuts us off from everyone else. Rather, it is a love which includes everyone else. So, the highest channel for our love is when we love God, and in our relationship with God, we love everyone else. That becomes the most sustainable, the most fulfilling form of love. But specifically as far as expression of love is concerned, the love may be expressed differently at different times. You know, when a baby is small, the mother may pick the baby and embrace her when the baby is crying. That is the expression of love. When the mother is breastfeeding the child and the baby bites the mother tolerates that and still feeds the child. That's an expression of love. When after a hard day's work, the mother has come and is sleeping and the baby wakes up and starts crying in the middle of the night. And normally, you know, if even after we have set an alarm clock to wake up, and when the alarm rings, bang, we switch it off. But which mother, when the baby starts crying, bang, no mother does that. So that is waking up in the middle of the night, and at least the alarm clock is something we have set. The baby is like an alarm clock which you don't even set. It just goes off any time. But the mother wakes up at that. That's an expression of love. And when the child grows up and needs education, the mother may take an extra job so that the child can get education. Now, which of these expressions of love is the highest? Which is the highest form of love? Now, it will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So, love is expressed differently at different times, but when that love is directed towards Krishna and is directed through Krishna to other living beings, then the love attains the highest fulfillment. Does it address your question?
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. Yeah, any other questions?